Chapter 46, Prince of Darkness. When 80-year-old Kathleen Demlow Shunk died, her children Gina and Jay wrote her obituary. The article, published in the June 2018 edition of the Redwood Falls Gazette in Minnesota, started innocently enough with the usual biographical details: Kathleen's date of birth, her parents' names, when she married, and the fact that she had two children. Then things got interesting. The next sentence revealed Kathleen had an affair with her brother-in-law, ran away with him, and abandoned her children. The obituary concluded, "She will now face judgment. She will not be missed by Gina and Jay, and they understand this world is a better place without her." This is rare fare in the world of obituaries, where sins are forgotten, criticism is suspended, flaws are swept under the rug, destructive legacies are sanitized, and monsters' inglorious histories are rewritten. An obituary is the ultimate lie. No one likes to speak ill of the dead, even when the person who has died was a tyrant. Take the outpouring of tributes for Inkatha Freedom Party leader Mangosuthu Buthelezi when he died in September 2023. His erstwhile sworn political enemies reinvented him as the Prince of Peace. Politicians fell over themselves in their efforts to outdo each other with flowery adjectives in purple-prosed praise. President Cyril Ramaphosa called Buthelezi an outstanding leader in the political and cultural life of our nation. The ANC in KwaZulu-Natal said, "His untimely death is a depletion of matured leadership that shaped KwaZulu-Natal and the country as a whole." Untimely death. He was 95. DA leader John Steenhuisen said Buthelezi was a role model who demonstrated the courage of his convictions and never hesitated to speak truth to power. Steenhuisen got one thing right. Buthelezi never hesitated to speak. He spoke and spoke and spoke, all the way to a Guinness World Record for a speech that stretched over 18 days. But back to the lickspittling. Action SA President Herman Mashaba said Buthelezi led the Zulu political kingdom with unimpeachable distinction, conscience, integrity, and high emotional intelligence. Virtually without fail, the politicos saluted him for opposing apartheid, even though he was the former KwaZulu Bantustan chief. In the 1980s and 1990s, Buthelezi unleashed a reign of terror with the help of apartheid forces. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission found that Inkatha was the primary non-state actor in violence that killed more than 20,000 people. As author Bekisiza Ncube wrote, "Documented events from the 1980s and 1990s show that orchestrated actions driven by Buthelezi's power ambitions, supported by a third force and carried out by Inkatha MPs, led to severe bloodshed in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng, formerly Transvaal. This period bore witness to tragedies including the Ongoye Massacre, 1983, Boipatong Massacre, 1992, Trust Feed Massacre, 1988, Kwamakuta Massacre, 1987, Peter Maritzburg's Seven-Day War, 1990, and Shoba Shobane Massacres, 1995. In the obituaries, most journalists tiptoed on a tightrope, calling Buthelezi a complex character, describing his legacy as complicated, controversial, and contentious. Most journalists, but not veteran editor Mondli Makanya. The day after Buthelezi's death, the front-page headline in City Press, the paper Makanya edits, declared, "Mangosuthu Buthelezi, the unfiltered truth of a murderous legacy." Makanya wrote, "If those who put up Buthelezi's tombstone were to be honest, it would read, Chief Apartheid Collaborator and Mass Murderer." Makanya was a young reporter during the 1980s and 1990s and covered the violence that overwhelmed the country. The sight of severed limbs, heads separated from the torsos, and congealed blood thick on the floors of homes and streets still haunts to this day. The images of the blood that would be splattered on train windows after a train attack, and bodies of those who jumped out and died, still linger, as does the wailing of family members, including orphaned children, at the numerous funerals of innocents who were killed by Inkatha MPs simply because the apartheid regime and Buthelezi wanted to sow terror. Makanya warned his readers to brace themselves for the lies politicians would tell about Buthelezi. But we will owe it to ourselves, as South Africans, not to forget that Buthelezi was a thoroughly evil man to the end, and history must record that.